Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single daily. Additionally, today's learning has been sponsored by the Wenger family. We are in Masechta Machshir, and we are in the second parak, Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. The Mishnah continues. Matzah batinok mushlach. What happens if in a city we find an abandoned child? A foundling is given to the fire department. Right, so what is the status of that child? In Rov Nachrim, if most of the people in the city are non-Jewish, so then we can assume the child is a Nachri, and therefore you can feed him Nevelos, Trefos, Shkatsim, Ramasim, etc. In Rov Yisrael, but if the majority of the people are Yisraelim, so then Yisrael, that we treat him as Jewish, and you have to return his lost object like Yisrael. Right, and then the Mishnah says, this is that is assuming you can figure out the majorities. But what if it's equally divided population? So then we treat it as Yisrael. We assume the child would be Jewish and keep the chumras of being a child of Jews. So Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Hochanach harov ha-mashlichen. The rov is not determined on the basis of the majority of the people in the neighborhood. The rov is determined on the majority of the people who cast their foundlings aside, which is a Nachri. And so the Nachrim do that, and so therefore we would assume this person would be a Nachri. Right? Matzah bar mitzvah, what happens if you find a lost object in the city? Imra of Nachrim, if most of the people in this in the population are non-Jewish, ain't no tzarech lahachris, you don't have to announce it. Imra of Yisrael, but if the majority of people are Jewish, so tzarech lahachris, so then you do indeed have to announce it. Matzah lamechzah, what if it's 50-50? Tzarech lachris, you have to announce it. In other words, the general rules of a town are that you don't have to announce an aveda. So if a person is Jewish, he has to stick to the Jewish rules. But if he's not Jewish, he does not have to stick to the Jewish rules. Matzah bapas, what happens if you find bread in the city? So ochen acharov hanachtomim. We take a look and we see who are the most of the people who do the baker's bread. Are they Jewish or are they non-Jewish? And based on the majority, that's what we will determine to be the system. However, v'maisa pasisa, if it were to be bread made out of fine flour, ochan acharov ochle pasisa, then we have to look and follow the majority of the people who eat fine flour dough. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, v'maisa paskibar, ochan acharov ochle paskibar. In the same way that we do this for the high quality people and the highfalutins, we also do it for the lower quality people. The people, for the majority of people who eat inferior bread are indeed not Jewish, so then we would assume that it's baked by a non-Jew. If the majority are Jewish, so then we would treat them as though it was bread made by a Jewish person. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.